Mariora e te whānau, welcome back to our latest podcast episode. My name is Te Kamupira and I'm the host for the Māori Millennial Podcast. If you're new here, know my haere mai. This podcast is all about bridging the wealth gap and I'm teaching whānau all about money, about financial literacy, about money mindset, about entrepreneurship. Today's episode is a very well requested episode and it is about how we can actually increase our income. And I've had a lot of requests about this, so today we're going to chat about increasing your income. So back when I was a uni student, I had not much money at all. I was literally living paycheck to paycheck. And now I have a business and my income is literally unlimited, just depending on, obviously, you know, how you're able to grow your business and all of these things. But I'm able to work for myself. I live wherever I want to. I can work from wherever I want to. I literally can work from my computer, which is anywhere. Which is just so exciting. And so I'm sharing some of the things that I use to help me get there. So yeah, back when I was at the start of my journey, I thought that making more money meant getting a better job. It meant getting a pay rise. It meant working longer hours. And this is what most people think because this is all that we've ever been taught, right? Like go to school, get a good, go to uni, get a good degree and then get a good job. And then that's just kind of how life is. But I didn't like this model because I don't like, one of them is I don't like being told what to do. But two is, if you're always at work, like, when are you supposed to have fun? Like, when are you supposed to live your life? And I just never understood why everyone could accept this. And I just wasn't willing to. And so I've since learned that, yes, you may be able to make more money by, you know, getting a better job, getting a pay rise, but you end up with less time. And time is just so important. And so time is so valuable because it's a limited resource. You only get 24 hours a day and it's up to you how you spend them. And so this for me is why working a 9-to-5 just wasn't going to work for me. But it's also not really how most people become rich. Yes, some people are able to use their 9-to-5. You know, if you're a doctor, you're making really good pay, then you could, you know, save that, invest that and build wealth. But for most people, this just isn't the strategy to being able to increase the income. And so what is the strategy? I really believe that creating a system, creating a funnel that is able to bring in money that is, you know, not related to your 9-to-5, not related to how many hours you work, is basically the way to being able to make more money. And so before starting my business, I thought that making a grand a week was cool. Like that was amazing. But since starting my business, I've realized that like that's really just the start. Like that's really just the beginning. And if you're in business, you'll know that you can actually grow your business to astronomical results, but you obviously need a strategy. And so I'm going to share a few things that I think are helpful for you. So starting a business is really helpful to create long-term income if you're able to build your business in a way that does that. And so, you know, at the beginning, if you're working a normal job, and you have the business on the side, that's something that you can grow until it eventually makes more money than your job, and then you can leave your job. And I just think it's so crazy how little this is talked about, how many people, you know, don't really realize this, that business is an option for you. Before this, I thought that business was, you know, impossible to succeed at. And I knew that I wanted more in my life, but I just wasn't sure of the how. But as someone who has been, you know, working for myself, who knows the tough bits of it, it's worth it. Like so many struggles, so many hard times, but it's worth it. And so the issue with having your income tied to how many hours you work is that there are only 24 hours in a day. And so if you want to like make more money, you can't just like start working 40 hours in a day to be able to do that. You can never get more time, but you can always make more money. And in business is how you're able to do that. So one of the ways you could do that is if you literally have other people working for you, then they're able to do the work and you can just make the money. If you think about like all of the CEOs, like think about the warehouse, for example, like the CEO has all of these people under him working for him. He doesn't serve people on the till. And so that actually allows him to make money without actually doing the work associated with doing that. I'm not saying they don't work. I'm not saying as a business owner, you don't work at all. You definitely have things to do, but you are able to scale your income by having other people work for you. The other way is that you can scale the leverage either your brand has or the income you have to generate more money. So you can use the money you have to invest in, say, mentors who know the steps to being able to increase your income, and then they can teach you the strategy and the mindset in order to achieve that. So I want to share a few examples with you of people who have been able to do this. So one of them is a social media manager I know who makes between $2,500 to $5,000 every month from one client in their business. They do strategy work, they do social media work, and this person has about 10 clients and they have people working under them. So they're making about $50,000 a month, and most of the work is done by the people working under that person. This is phenomenal, right? Like, to make $50,000 a month, but you work for yourself, you've got time freedom, you've got all of these things, and other people are doing it. And her income is literally uncapped. It's unlimited. She could get 100 clients and be making $500,000 per month if she scaled her business to do so. There are also other businesses that do this too. Imagine if you had products. Your products sold at 2 to 3 times the cost to actually make them. So just say, for example, one product made a $20 profit, you know, each product. Imagine selling 100 per day. Like, that's just crazy, you know? And you might be thinking, how could you do that? Social media is literally a free marketing tool that you can literally use ads to sell your products that you don't have to talk to people before making a sale. Like, you can sell them online, have automated programs and services that are able to sell your stuff for you so that you can literally still live your life but be making bank, right? There is, like, the opportunities out there are literally unlimited. And so many people are stuck in this thing of like, oh, you know, I'm broke and I can't afford to do all these things. It's like, just look, there are so many resources, opportunities out there that can allow you to make more money. Now, you're probably thinking, this is cool and all, like, to, you know, have all this money, but how you actually get started in business. There are so many different things that I could, you know, share with you all today. But I guess the most important part of starting a business is having an idea. Like, you have to have an idea to get started. And that's where I would start, is like, with an idea, I would then create a mind map, a bit of a plan as to what you actually want to do. And then I would start thinking about what things you need in order to make that a reality. So if you've never run a business before, it could be that you need to learn how to run a business. You might need to get a coach, get a mentor, someone who's going to teach you these things. If you don't have any money, it's like, what videos can you watch? What things can you learn online? All of those types of things. So I would first start with a plan, then a bit of a mind map, and then you want to start implementing a strategy. Like, what are you actually going to do to make money? How are you going to get people to find out about whatever you're selling? Those are like the key core foundation of things. But the most important bit is that you as the business owner are the best investment, the biggest investment. You are the person who is going to make that money. And if you aren't right within yourself, as in you don't know how to run your business, or you don't have the strategy, you don't have the mindset, then this will all just be a dream for you. And so it's really important that you invest in yourself and that you learn the skills you need to learn so that you can run a successful business, so that you can grow an income, so that you can have the freedom that you truly want and desire. So the biggest piece of today's episode that I want you to realize is that the potential you have is literally unlimited, but you have to believe in yourself. So many people come to me and they're like, I want to do X, Y, and Z. And then I'm like, cool, so why haven't you? And they're like, oh, because I, you know, I'm scared of failing, or I just don't know what to do. That is normal. Do you not think that the most successful people in the world have fears? Of course they do. Every single person in this world has fears. But some people choose to let that stop them from doing the things they need to, and others still take action despite their fears. So today's a short episode, but if you're serious about getting started with business, about learning, you're going to have to invest in yourself, and you're going to have to learn the things you need to learn in order to do that. And so in the description below, I've got a link to my 12-week program, Te Tiriti Haukura. I get a lot of questions about what Te Tiriti Haukura, you know, is about. And I'm going to share this with you all today. Te Tiriti o Waitangi is something that today we don't have control over. Yes, we want tino ranga teratanga and all of these things. We can't control what the crown does. We literally have no capability to do so. Te Tiriti Haukura is about having a contract with yourself and committing to yourself, committing to the life that you want to live, and not allowing anyone outside of that to control you. Because the only way you're able to achieve the dreams that you want to achieve is by holding yourself accountable and by continuing on this journey, no matter what. Because there are going to be things that happen that make you want to stop, but like, what are you doing about that? There have been so many times in my journey where I've been like, oh my gosh, that sucks, I just want to give up. But I haven't, because my deeper vision, my why is so strong, and I know that there's, you know, nothing good is going to come out of giving up. And talking about this fear of failure, what actually is failure? What are you actually scared of? Because to me, failure doesn't actually exist. Because if you start something, the only way to fail it is if you give up. But if you just keep going, you keep trying, yes, there's going to be struggles that come up, but you're never going to be a failure because you're just trying, you're just learning, you're just growing. Every single challenge that has come up in my life has taught me more than any success that I have had. Like, I've learned more from the challenging times in business, which literally felt impossible to work through, but I'm still here, you know. I learned more from the challenges than I ever had from the successes. And so if you're scared of failure, you're scared of actually growing. You're scared of success. And so I want you to unpack that and go through that. But you have the potential to achieve every single thing that you want to achieve. You just have to believe in yourself. So I've got the link in the description below. This program will teach you the foundations to managing your money better, to the systems that you need, healing your mindset so that you don't block yourself from achieving more in life, and then the foundations to getting started in business. I'll teach you about social media so that you can use this to market your business, and just teach you the foundations of business and how you can get started with branding and all those things. It's an all-in-one program where I've got a diverse range of materials that will support you to get started to making more money literally from your computer. It's insane how crazy this is, but I'd really encourage you to just look at it, see if it would work for you, see if the information is what you want to learn, and remember to not make excuses. If you've got, you know, you're saying, oh, I can't afford it, it's like, so do you get takeaways? Do you buy clothes? Do you smoke? Because people who say they can't afford it, like, what are you doing about that? So what can you do to make yourself, you know, get out of that situation? Because excuses will not allow you to become successful. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, please send me a message on Instagram. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please share it on your story. I would love to see it. Make sure to tag me at multimillionaire with one underscore. Please be careful, because there are so many scam accounts out there. I do not sell a crypto course or anything like that. Be mindful, because they are crazy out there. Multimillionaire with one underscore. That's my account. I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I will chat to you all in next week's episode. Ka kite.